श्रील प्रभुपाद महाराज की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृतकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् शिवेंद्रेश भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कान बीबीटी संस्थापकाचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। कृष्ण कृपा मूर्ति श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवृतकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद् श्रीमांग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव आचार्य वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा धाम की जय। मायापुर धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगामयी की जय। यमुनामयी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री गुरु अंगरंग श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। गोविंदाय नमो नमः। गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
Hare Krishna. The reason to select this shloka is, this shloka is the meditation of all the gopis and gopas in Vrindavana. So, please repeat after me. Barha padam natavara vapu karnayo karnikaram बिभ्राद्वशः कनककपीशम् वैजयन्तीं च मालम् रन्ध्रान् वेणोराधारा सुधया पुरयान् गोपवृन्दैर् वृंदारण्यं प्रविशद् गीतकीर्तिः। हरे कृष्ण डिवोटीज। वन प्रभुजी एंड वन माताजी कैन रिपीट। बर्हापीडम बरहापदिं चतुर्वरो नरोत्तमम् बिभ्राद्वशः कनककपीशं वैजयन्तीं च मालाम्
సంధాన్ వేణోరదర సుదయ ప్రాన్ గోపవృందే. వృందారణ్యం ప్రకృతం పావిశద్ గీత కీర్తి.
హరే కృష్ణ. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్, ప్లీజ్ రిపీట్ ద ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. వేరింగ్ ఏ పీకాక్ ఫెదర్ ఆర్నమెంట్ అపాన్ హిస్ హెడ్, బ్లూ కర్ణికర ఫ్లవర్స్ ఆన్ హిస్ ఇయర్స్, ఏ యెల్లో గార్మెంట్ యాజ్ బ్రిలియంట్ యాజ్ గోల్డ్ అండ్ ద వైజయంతి గార్లాండ్. లార్డ్ కృష్ణ ఎగ్జిబిటెడ్ హిస్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ఫామ్ యాజ్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ డాన్సర్స్ యాజ్ హి ఎంటర్డ్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ వృందావన, బ్యూటిఫైయింగ్ ఇట్ విత్ మార్క్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫుట్ ప్రింట్స్. హి ఫిల్ ద హోల్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఫ్లూట్ విత్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లిప్స్ and covered boys sang his glories. Hare Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. We all agree, right? He is the supreme personality of Godhead. So at the same time, Krishna is very loving, affectionate, is having full of mellows, and also is very merciful. So when we say somebody is supreme, it's very difficult for him to maintain the other bhavas, you know, it's very difficult. But Krishna is akila rasa amruta sindhu. He is having all the mellows and he is having 64 kalas, 64 qualities he is having, which he is having 4 qualities more than Narayana also. So for that reason Krishna, even though he is a supreme, but at the same time he is maintaining all the mellows. How Krishna is supreme, we understand from the shlokas of Brahma Samhita 529, which confirms Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme Godhead. He has an eternal blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin and he is the prime cause of all causes. And also from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, third chapter, 28th shloka, we understand Ete chamsha kalapum saha Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari Vakulam Lokam Mrudayanti Yuge Yuge. All of the above mentioned incarnations are either plenary portions or the portions of the plenary portions of the Lord, but Lord Shri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. All of them appear on planets whenever there is a disturbance created by the atheists. The Lord incarnates to protect the thieves. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkutam dharma samsthapanarthaya సంభవామి యుగే యుగే. యాక్చువల్లీ మదర్ ఆర్త్, షీ వాజ్ ఇన్ ట్రబుల్, సో షీ క్రైడ్. దెన్ షీ వెంట్ టు కృష్ణ త్రూ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ శివ అండ్ షీ ప్రేడ్ ఫర్ హిమ్ టు అపియర్. దెన్ కృష్ణ అపియర్డ్ ఇన్ ద ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ మథుర మండల, వ్రజమండల. అండ్ then why in Mathura? That's also a question. Then what happened is Surasena, son Ugrasena, Ugrasena and Ugrasena's son is Kamsa and Devaki. Devaki and Vasudeva pray to the Lord also that Lord should appear there. On their request, because of their pure love and affection, motherly and fatherly, so Krishna accepted. One time, Prayagraj was doing, he was ruling the all the dhamas, because Prayagraj is the king of all the dhamas. So Prayagraj was, so every dhamma being personality, they used to go and offer to Prayagraj. But Mathura Mandal, Mathura Dhamma did not go there to offer the offering. Then Prayagraj became very upset. What is this? Everybody is offering. Mathura is not offering me. Let me go and question Krishna. So he came directly to Krishna and asked Krishna, "Oh Krishna, why Mathura is not offering obeisances to me and offering any oblations to me?" Then Krishna explains, "See, I am in my home and I am ruling the rest of the areas. So the rest of the areas are controlled by me. In the same way, you are having your Prayagraj as Dham and rest of all of them is there. But you cannot rule over my own home, which is Mathura Mandal." So from this you can understand Krishna loves Mathura Mandala, Vrajamandala so much. And also in Vrajamandala, when he appeared, they were simple devotees, even though they are born in a very high family, but they are very simple devotees, Vasudeva and Devaki. Then, on the prayers of them, Krishna, as an eighth child, he was born. But, he did not stay there. He said, immediately transform me. There are so many reasons, but one of the reason is to glorify Vrindavan Dham. You know, Gokul Dham and Vrindavan Dham, how great that place is. So Krishna immediately transferred there. And Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda, they are foster parents, actually foster, no? They are not, they have not given the birth. But Krishna became so affectionate to them because they showed the affectionate so much. So Krishna, after coming over there, he had different pastimes. The pastimes also depends on different qualities of him. So depending on his age also. So Krishna's qualities are depending on the three types. One is pertaining to his body, the other one is pertaining to his mind, and the third one is pertaining to his words. So, there is body, mind, words. We always say, right? Kaya, vacha, manasa. So, similarly, Krishna's quality is also divided into three. Krishna had four stages of his age. The first one is Kaumara, which is 1 year from the birth up to the fifth year. Then Pauganda, which is 6th to 10th year. Then Kaishora, which is 11 to 15 years. And last one is Yavana. After 16 he was Yavana. There is no, until his Leela is Yavana. That to Nava Yavanamcha is always fresh, ever youthful, actually. In Kaushara Vesha, 11 to 15 years, again there are three divisions given. Adi Kaishora, Madhya Kaishora, and Antya Kaishora. The 11th year is called Adi Kaishora. 12, 13, 14 is considered Madhya Kaishora, and 15 is considered as Antya Kaishora. So, we see when he was Kaumara, he has played the pastimes to give affectionate love to the parents. If you see most of the gopas, gopis and all, his leelas from age 1 to 5 is mostly with parents. Like for example, killing Putana, he was with Yashoda Mata. And Trinavarta killing Yashoda Mata. When he did Damodar Leela, it was with Yashoda Mata and all. So it is mostly he is doing all those with Yashoda and parents. But Pauganda, when he came to the age of Pauganda, he did all his and with friendship with the covered boys. So his all leelas were with covered boys. And when it is Kaishora, his friendship with gopis and gopas. And Krishna's pastime in Vrindavana, it ends at the age of 15, and beginning of 16th year, he enters to Mathura, actually. So from Vrindavan, he goes back to Mathura. He was born in Mathura. He comes to Vrindavan. He does his all leelas here. See, and then he goes back to Mathura. If you see in a child's age also, the most loving and playful time is during when they are small, you know, from the first stage, 1 year to 10 years, 14, 15. Once the child is going for graduation, separation and all. So here, the Krishna at the age of 15, he goes to Mathura. And then to Dwaraka to perform his other pastimes there. It is said, in Vrindavan, his mellows are Madhurya Leela mostly, and at the same time his other Leela is like he is having Vatsalya Leela there. But if you see Mathura, Dwaraka and all, there his Leela will be on the higher platform or higher at the higher age. There, Krishna appears like to be king. His opulences are with Sahasra Lakshmis. There are thousands of Lakshmis serving him. Thousands of people serving him there. He is on a higher, different platform. Whereas in Vrindavana, it's very Vatsalya Bhava and Madhurya Bhava. Krishna, it is said, Krishna never leaves Vrindavana. That bhava of Krishna is always present in Vrindavana in that mood. So, also, whatever, he is very much attracted by the devotees. He has a special place for devotees in his heart. He is having place for everyone, but he has a special place for devotees. And what is the most important thing that attracts Krishna? What is the most important thing that attracts Krishna? I am asking question. Haribol. It's a love of Godhead. It's love which attracts him. Nothing else. It's bhakti. We are calling it as bhakti. So, Krishna, when he was very small, even the neighbors, all villagers are coming to see him. Not only them, the demigods are coming. When he was born, that so many demigods, even before he was born, they are coming to see Devaki Mata. Then Devaki Mata was confused. She asked Vasudeva, what is happening? Why all these people are coming to see us? Then Vasudeva also is not having the full information. He says, even I am not sure why so many are coming, but one thing is there, I feel the one who is in your womb must be a great personality, that's why they are all coming to visit. Then, when Krishna was born, he wanted to prove to his parents that he is the Supreme Lord. So for that he came in the 400 form as Vishnu. Then Devaki Vasudeva, they started praying. And then they realized, if Lord is in this form, how we can love him? You know, it's more of a Aishwarya Bhava, worshipping form. So they requested, no, please you change yourself to a beautiful child. Then Krishna changed himself to a very, very beautiful child. Then Balarama is waiting to see, because it's a jail, Balarama cannot enter inside the jail. He is the Supreme Lord. He can enter, but still he is waiting outside. And it's very much raining, heavy rains coming. Why rains? Yamuna prayed to Indra. Oh Indra, I am so dry in the month of August. Krishna is coming. Now if he is coming, I am in this form. It may not please him. Pour water on me. Bring more water for me. I want to touch his lotus feet. So she is praying like that. So that time, heavy rains came. When so much rain came, Vasudeva, when he brought the child out, he was thinking, how I can manage. That time, Adishesha, Anantashesha, he did not come in the front. He came from the back as an umbrella. And Krishna, happily to attract the devotee's love towards him, to attract Yamuna, what he did, he put his small feet outside the basket to show her. The moment that small feet was seen by Yamuna, Yamuna became overjoyed and she started flowing. Then Vasudeva came near to the river and he prayed, Yamuna Mata, please give me the way. I am bringing the Lord, Supreme Lord. I am crossing baby Krishna to be protected. Please give me the way. Then immediately Yamuna gave the way and he crossed. As soon as he came in the middle, Yamuna could not tolerate, because you know, when a Supreme Person comes home, how we feel, you know. So he has entered inside. Immediately Yamuna Devi, he started flowing high and he touched the feet of Krishna. Meantime, when she touched the feet of Krishna, what happened? Vasudeva, he was drowned inside and he left the child Krishna. So Krishna fell from the hand of Vasudeva. And you know, when the baby is born, there should be a first bath given, right? So for baby Krishna, who gave the bath? Yamuna Devi gave the bath. So Yamuna was actually whitish in color. The moment she touched Krishna, she became blackish in color. And from that day, she started flowing black. Then Vasudeva, he got up and he said, Yamuna, what is this? What are you trying to do? Let me give the, please give me the way. Then he took the baby back and he crossed and he left in the house of Nanda Maharaja. So Nanda Maharaja Yashoda's Leela, we have heard many Leelas. And Krishna there showed the pastimes, which is very affectionate pastimes and loving pastimes. The gopis and gopas of Vrindavana, they know Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, because from their previous life they are all yogis, they have done everything before. Now they have come to the point that they want to see Krishna as a loving child. They want to play with him as a lovable child. So that affectionate, loving relationship Krishna likes very much. So he used to be, even though he is Supreme Lord, he used to be with them as a simple, ordinary cowherd boy. And he likes that relationship. Whereas in Dwaraka, his relationship is different. There he want to be in Aishwarya Bhava, and at the same time he want to show all the Shatrus, all the enemies, his power. Here also, if somebody attacks him, he will show at that time the power in Vrindavana. But in Vrindavana pastime, the devotees or the gopas, gopis, they don't want to see him as a supreme power. They want him to be playful only. But they know he is going to save him always. So also Krishna has certain paraphernalia so that to enhance our love towards him. You know, sometimes we are traveling. Somebody says, my name is, after coming to Krishna consciousness, I am saying, if somebody says, my name is Murali, or somebody says, my name is Krishna, immediately our mind goes to Krishna, right? Yeah? Similarly, to when he came on this earthly planet to increase the mood and to increase the lovable affection relationship with the devotees, he himself has so many paraphernalia to attract them, Krishna. The one of them is the flute, Venu Madhurya. There are four types of Madhurya Krishna is having, which makes him superior to Narayana, as said before. The first one is the Rupa Madhurya. The second one is Venu Madhurya. The third one is Leela Madhurya. The fourth one is Prema Madhurya. So, when it comes to Venu Madhurya, through flute, he is increasing the loving relationship of all the gopas and gopis. So he has different types of flute. There are three types, Venu, Murli and Vamshi, depending on the size. And if it is longer Vamshi, it is called Mahananda or Sammohini. And if it is still longer, it is called Akarshini. Even longer, it is called Anindini. Very pleasing to cowherd boys. Sometimes the flute is made of marble. It is decorated with jewels, and also it is made of hollow bamboo also. So bamboo. So here, Venum Konantam Aravinda Dalayataksham. So through his flute, he increases the mood of the devotees to attract towards him. The next one is the buffalo horn. You know, he will be hanging on buffalo horn here. And that buffalo horn is having a hole in the center also. And when he uses that instrument, many of the covered boys, they get attracted. And one of the gopis says, "Oh Krishna, let me drink the milk from that horn, you know, so that my attraction towards you reduce actually." You know, she is praying to reduce the attraction. Why? Because they are so attracted to Krishna. And his anklet is so making so nice noise. You know, while he is walking on the street, when jin 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 sound it makes, the gopis and the gopas in the house, they used to hear, and it is like a vibration mode we have in the mobile, you know. Somebody, when we are working in the office, there will be a vibration mode. Then immediately you want to see at the mobile what's happening. So when Krishna is walking, everybody want to see Krishna. They want to come running to see Krishna, but their parents used to stop. "Where are you going? You are studying. You see friends study," you know, like that. They are not allowing. So his ankle bell used to attract the gopis in Vrindavan. And he is having conch shell. What is the name of the conch shell? Panchajanya, right? He is having a conch shell, Panchajanya. When he blows that one in Kurukshetra, what happens? When the tumultuous sound came, what happened? Bhakti Shastri devotees? Yeah, it started. They became fearful when they heard the Panchajanya. But in Vrindavana, when he blows the Panchajanya, becomes very auspicious. And he attracts the devotees. So the Panchajanya has two roles. One is, when he makes sound in front of devotees, becomes auspicious. When he makes sound in front of demons, what happens? So, be careful while blowing, where you want to blow. So, we are blowing in the temple, so it will always produce only auspicious. It gives us an indication, don't be demonic nature in temple. Otherwise, it will make us fearful here in the temple also. Panchajanya produces auspicious devotees, inauspicious demons. And footprints. Lord, Ikonode Ranganathana put Padava, so small, very small feet of Krishna. You know, on Janmashtami day, you go to many houses, they will put the footprints of the Lord. So small, with small fingers. Very beautiful. And also, Lord, when he walked on the yogurt and the milk, when Damodar Leela, while he was walking, the small footprints where Yashoda could follow that one. You know, it's a small footprints. When Akrura came to take Krishna and Balarama to Mathura, he saw, as soon as he entered the Vrindavana, he saw the small footprints. There could be footprint of thousands of Gopas Gopis, right? But Asura identified, this is my Krishna's footprint. How? How he identified? Because it was having a flag, a thunderbolt, fish, a rod for controlling the elephant, and a lotus flower. This was marked with these five markings were there. So Akura, as soon as he saw that one, he stopped the chariot and he got down from the chariot and he bowed down to the lotus feet of the Krishna, the footprint of Krishna. And so the footprint is very, it increases the love for Krishna for us. So when we come to the temple, Prabhupada writes, we have to start seeing Lord from the lotus feet of the Lord, because the footprint attracts us. And Tulasi is always staying at the footprint of the Lord. So Tulasi also increases our love towards Krishna. That's why Krishna loves Tulasi very much. So sometimes when we are traveling or when we see somewhere Tulasi Mata, we become very happy. We remember Krishna. She gives the remembrance of Krishna to us. That is pure devotee of the Lord. So one time one gopi, she prays to Tulasi. She says, "Oh Tulasi Maya, somehow or other we are trying to get attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna, but we never get attracted. But you are always staying there, na? Give some information about that lotus feet for us, so that I can develop some love for that lotus feet and I can serve that lotus feet." So this should be the prayer we should have to Tulasi Mata actually. So Krishna is very much fond of the, not only the leaves, the buds also, the manjaris also he loves a lot. And the next is places of pastime. Among the five angas, one is the dhamma. So his, wherever he did his pastimes, he likes it very much. Sometimes we walking on the street and we see a house written Vrindavan Dham, for example, in a city like Bangalore, you know, Vrindavan Dham is written on the house. Or Vrindavan Gardens in Mysore, you know, the KRS. So when we, earlier we used to hear Vrindavan, it did no difference for us. But after we became Krishna consciousness, the moment we hear the word Vrindavan, immediately our thought process changes, you know. The place may be a materialistic here, somewhere we have gone to, but the word, the name Vrindavan makes it spiritual. So Vrindavan is not an ordinary dham where Lord did his leela. It's a very special. Krishna tells to Brahmaji also and tells to all the Deva Devatas, when Pralaya happens, the whole world will be submerged, everything will be destroyed, but nothing will happen to Mathura Rajamandal. This place, nothing will happen. So Krishna has given that status to Vrindavan Dham. So places of pastime also arouses to us the love towards Krishna. That's why Krishna has done so many pastimes. So many ghats are there. The next is Krishna has created so many, Vrindavan Krishna has created so many lovable devotees. So they are called Ragatmikas, who are carrying Krishna in their heart and they are distributing Krishna to others. So by seeing them, we became overjoyed by looking at them. For example, Vasudeva, Devaki, Nanda Maharaja, Yashoda, all these names when we hear, when we see their pictures, we become very attracted to Krishna because through them, they are showing so much love. Sometimes in our office or in the temple also, we see some seniors doing very sincerely and with very affectionate the service. We get attracted to that service through them. Similarly, they are having so much love towards Krishna. By seeing them, by serving them, we became attached to Krishna. One time, when Dhruva Maharaj was praying to Vishnu, Vishnu appeared. When Vishnu appeared, before that, the devotees of Vishnu came, the Jayavijaya and all, they came. When Dhruva Maharaj saw them, he remembered Vishnu was praying, but he forgot to offer obeisances to them. He was looking for, where is Krishna whom I am praying? Where is he? Where is he? He is searching for them. That's a bhava, but by seeing them, he remembered Krishna. Similarly, sometimes we see some senior devotees, you go to some dhamma, you did not expect they will be there, suddenly you will find them. Then immediately your Krishna consciousness will arose, it goes high. Then, the festivals of Krishna. So Krishna, in Vrindavana, in Mathura, when he was born, they could not do the naming ceremony. So Nanda Maharaja and Yashoda in Gokula, they called Gargamuni. They asked Gargamuni, Gargamuni, can you please come and do some ceremony for Krishna? Gargamuni said, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot do in some small place and all. It's supposed to be done in a very gorgeous way. That too, Nanda Maharaja is a king. But Nanda Maharaja said, there is a issue. Kamsa is going to kill. Gargamuni said, then we will do it in the cow shed. You know, in a very simple, with only few of us. So, naming ceremony was done there. Krishna, even though for his first birthday or the naming ceremony was done in such a simple way, but he has given this opportunity to all of us to glorify him in a large way, in a greater way. Prabhupada says in one of his lectures, the easiest way to please Krishna is to celebrate his festival, especially Janmashtami, in a grand way or in a very opulent way. That pleases Krishna very much. And also, Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion, the Ekadashi also he glorifies. He says Ekadashi is a festival of Krishna, Hari. It has to be done in a very opulent way. Hare Krishna. Krishna is very affectionate to mother and father, and he did, and he is very loving to his gopas, gopis, and gopis pray to Krishna, tavakatamrutam tapta jivanam kaviriditam kalmashapaham shravanamangalam srimadatatam Bhuvigrunanti ye buridajanam The nectar of your words and the descriptions of your activities are the life and soul of those suffering in this material world. These narrations transmitted by learned sages eradicate one's sinful reactions and bestow good fortune upon whoever hears them. These narrations are broadcast all over the world and are filled with spiritual power. Certainly those who spread the message of Godhead are most munificent. So, gopis of Vrindavan, they glorify and they always talk about Krishna. The similar concept we have in ISKCON, that we glorify and we hear Krishna Katha through Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and different classes and all. So, it's very important for us to always hear about Krishna and talk about Krishna. Same thing was happening in Vrindavana. The Vrindavan mood is to hear and glorify Krishna. That is the Vrindavan mood. So if you want to create the Vrindavan mood in any temple or in our place, in our home or anything, always talk about Krishna. Always, maximum, at least as a grihastha, if we cannot do 24 hours, at least maximum time should be given to glorify Krishna and talk about Krishna. So, different mellows are there, like Shanta Bhava, Sakya Bhava, Dasya Bhava, Vatsalya Bhava, Madhurya Bhava. So, different devotees serve in different ways. In Shanta Bhava also, when they are serving the Rishis, Munis, Shanta Bhava, they say, passive, you know, it's not active, passive mood. In the passive mood they are doing, the moment Krishna takes the flute and starts playing, they will open their eyes and look for Krishna, you know. So they become active, even though they are in passive mood. When Sri Ramachandra, with so many vanaras going to Lanka to attack Ravana, all these yogis, munis, rishis, they are all sitting and meditating on Lord Rama in Himalayas. When they heard Lord is through their this thing heart, when they heard that Rama is going for the fight, and they felt, oh, Rama Sainya is less, Ravana is more, let us run. So they all got up from their meditation and started running towards Lanka. So this all shows you can be in passive mode, but finally you have to come to the active mode. So Prabhupada writes, Krishna consciousness is not for lethargic and for those who are passive. This is a very active movement. We are very active. 24 hours we are doing action for Krishna. So different modes Lord accepts, and he exchanges his love through that, because this sweet loving mood is developed only from one's previous life and the association of unallied. So how we can develop those moods different? Either from lot of Ajnan Sukruti, which we have done earlier and come in contact with Guru, or come in contact with the other processes by an unallied devotee, is a very pure devotee like Gurus, Prabhupada, and whoever come in contact with Prabhupada become devotee immediately. Then Krishna, so we discussed about affectionate, we discussed about loving, we discussed about the different mellows. Now we discuss about the merciful. How he is merciful? You know, he is merciful to demons. Demonic nature, they are showing so many demonic nature. Like the other day we were watching Yakshagana, where Shishupala was so much against Krishna becoming the receiver of the benediction of that Rajasuya Yaga. But Krishna was showing him his mercy actually. He gave him the moksha actually. Similarly, he is very merciful to demigods also. Sometimes the demigods including Brahma, they doubt him. But Lord is very merciful to show his will and his mercy to them also. This we can understand from Brahma Vimochana Leela. Actually, after Agasura's killing, he protected all the boys and it was almost lunch time. They went and played on the banks of Yamuna and Krishna selected the place where to sit and take prasadam. So Krishna said, oh, this is the best place, we'll all sit. What do you think? So all the boys said, yeah, this is the best place, we all will sit together. And anyhow, the grass is nearby, we can leave our cows, our calves, they can eat there. And then we can have our prasadam here while they are eating there. No need to take care of them at that time. So they decided, they sat, the cows were there, all they were eating grass there. At that time Brahma came. Brahma saw who is this small boy. He thought he is an ordinary covered boy from Vrindavan. Then he saw so many are attracted to him. So immediately what he did, he went and he took all the cows. He capsized them. When he took them, they were not seen. When they were all eating prasadam here, sometime it happens, you know, in our temple, I remember one time parents were sitting and having prasadam and talking. The child ran away and he escaped from the temple here and went somewhere else, you know. Somebody caught hold of that child and brought back to the temple. Long time back it happened. So like that, this cow gone and Brahma caught them. And he wanted to test Krishna. So, he took all the cows. Then this boy said, we cannot see the cows. Let us go and search for our cows. So they all took their prasadam in their hand, whatever they were left out here, they started running. Then Krishna said, no. Krishna knows that what is going to happen. And it's a leela. He wants that leela to happen. So he said, no. I will go myself. Krishna took a morsel of prasadam in his hand and he started running. When Krishna went towards calf, the gopas all were alone here. Brahma came and capsized them also. He took them also. So he took all of them and he went away. Krishna came back and saw nobody is there. You know, you take somebody for a picnic or somewhere, he's lost. Who is answerable now? Krishna is lost, answerable to all the, when he comes back alone. At least 3-4 are there, we can say 3-4 of us are there. We all saw. Here nobody is there, Krishna is alone. So Krishna thought, how to answer them? Who took? Okay, let me do one thing. Because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can expand as many times, as number of times. So he expanded himself into so many covered boys and calves. Their tiffin carrier is Krishna, their danda is Krishna, everything is Krishna, their slipper is Krishna, paduka is Krishna, their everything made of Krishna. Wow. And while he is coming back from the Vrindavana with so many covered boys and calves and all paraphernalias, so many Krishnas are coming, you know. It's even the one Krishna in the front, they are all in different forms, but they are all Krishna only. They are all coming. How much consciousness is there in that place? The Vraja Bhumi, the Dhuli Bhumata thought, oh, I must touch him not only at the feet, the whole body. So she started flying. And all his face, the body, full of dust. The cows are also Krishna. The cow bell is there. That is also Krishna. The calves and everything. All of them are Krishna. Then Krishna came and they all went to their respective houses. when they all went to their respective houses, every day they will receive normally the child with lot of from the school. When the child comes, what the mother will do? First she checks the tiffin box whether my child has taken or not. Now the tiffin box, if it is empty, we think he has taken. We don't know whether he has thrown, whether he has given somebody. That nobody knows. Only that we think he has taken. Here all the mothers, they are opening the tiffin carrier, they are touching the tiffin carrier Krishna, they are touching everything Krishna. So they are all feeling so blissful. And their child also looking so smart. And it's not one or two, the whole Vrindavan was experiencing Krishna in each and every corner, each and every paraphernalia. Then the cows, they started licking all the cows. So much love and affection exchanged. And they are giving so much of milk to the cows. All these experience. Then, by the time this side what happened, Brahma realized, I did a big blunder. I did not understand he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he came and immediately he surrendered to Krishna. He bowed down and he said, Krishna is so merciful. He said, nothing to worry. Brahma, I know you are a very knowledgeable. You have so much. Brahma said, no, I know nothing. Rather, these people are so fortunate. Aho bhagyam. They are so fortunate to have you here as a small boy. Whereas there in Shirabhi Vika, what we do? Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasraj. We are worshipping you like that. But we never get a chance to see you like this. But you are so fortunate to have him here as such a small, wonderful boy. You are giving them opportunity. So he bowed down. Then he was, Krishna was sent, Brahma was sent. Then what is happening the other side, that now all those who are all Krishnas, they all left, and their actual cows and actual Deva. It's a fraction of second of Brahma, Krishna. Brahma just took and returned it. It was a fraction for him. But it was 1 year here. In that 1 year, they experienced so much Krishna consciousness because they were with Krishna, and they become permanently Krishna consciousness. The Vrindavan was because he is with Krishna all the time. When Krishna left, it was so much painful for them when he left from Vrindavan to Mathura or Dwaraka. They could not bear that separation of Krishna. And Krishna is, you know, if somebody is very angry, their face is dull, for them what he does, he gives a small smile. Finished. They are flat. They will change. You know, that's why it is advised, keep a smiling face of Krishna before leaving to office in your doorstep, you know. Have a smile at him and then go to the office. Everything will be smooth. So Krishna is so loving, so sweet. So many, Madana Mohana, when he entered the Vrindavana, the Kupid, Kamadeva, so many boys and girls of Vrindavana covered by, they are taking food with Krishna. They are all enjoying so much. Then Kamadeva said, wherever I go, everybody give respect to me. Everybody come running to me looking at my beauty. Today what happened? Nobody is coming from Vrindavana. Who is this person? What he is doing? You know, sometimes in our village, Shandi, something goes on. Some show will be there. So many standing there, marketplace. We enter inside. So Kamadeva pushed all the boys. He put his head inside. And he saw so beautiful Krishna. sitting there and enjoying food with everyone. When he looked at Kamadeva, he just blinked one eye at him. He fainted, Kamadeva. Then Krishna, when he was lifting Govardhana, is actually the supreme personality of Godhead showing the supreme power. But those who are below, they are not considering him as supreme. Only devatas, they are putting all the flowers and everything and saying, you are great, you are great. That is from the top. Those who are below in Govardhana Leela, they were all looking at the beauty of Krishna, and they thought, my Krishna's hand will pain now, let me support. They are supporting from the bottom, you know. Each one of them are putting their danda. Balarama is telling Krishna, if you alone, you could have not done. I was putting my danda, you know, that's why it could hold. So everybody is claiming themselves, you know, that I am the reason for this. But that time also, Krishna, even though he was in that supreme power he was showing, but he was lovable for everyone. When Srimati Radharani came, his hands started shivering actually. You know, he looked at Radharani's beauty and look at her. And he could not hold the Govardhana hill at that time. Everybody started up and down, and everybody started, Krishna, Krishna, they wanted to remain your supreme person. You are not lovable child now. You know, don't leave it. So they are telling like that. So Krishna, for those who see him, yam vapi, however we see him, he shows like that. So if you see him as a supreme person with lot of valor, power, he will come to them like that. If you see him as a very lovable Vrindavan Krishna, he will come as Vrindavan Krishna. Otherwise he comes as Dwaraka Krishna, Mathura Krishna, who is having Aishwarya Bhava. So, Hare Krishna, it's almost 9 now. Time to stop. Shri Shri Vrindavan Krishna ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I request somebody who can sing nicely this Vrindavana Ramyasthana bhajan, so that all can repeat. Who can sing? Mataji, you can sing? I have the script here. So conclude, our heart should be pure, and we have to follow the instructions of Guru, Krishna, have the association of the devotees, and take the association of all the paraphernalia and its importance, understand. We need to read Bhagavatam more and more, understand what Krishna is, and have that mood so that we can enter the actual Vrindavan mood wherever we are, rather than enter the Vrindavan Dham with some other consciousness. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vrindavan Krishna ki jai.